All right, guys, welcome to Let's Talk Hockey. I'm Jordan Jennings. Next to me, I got Brandon Parker, who can be reached at NHL Analyst on Twitter. We want to start off by wishing Bobby Orr a happy 65th birthday this week.
Crazy. I wish I could watch him, hey? Watch him
play. One of the best defensemen. Oh, yeah, totally.
I wish I was born at that time period, but, you know.
All right, another legend already in the making. So, Martin Brodeur, first game back from an injury, scores his third career goal.
Thought it was greasy.
Whatever.
Misplay by Carolina.
There was a delayed penalty, and Brodeur made the save, and Jordan Staal cleared it, went to pass the point, and banked off the boards and into the empty net.
Yeah, and technically he scored on Ellis, because Ellis wasn't at the bench yet, so technically on the score sheet it says Brodeur has scored on Ellis.
1-for-1 in shooting percentage. That's pretty good for Martin Brodeur in
pretty
his first
solid.
Game back.
I don't know, probably the first goalie to score on another goalie, I would say so too.
In a while, yeah, totally. Or,
pretty cool.
Yeah. Alrighty. I want to talk a little bit about the Oilers. Oilers had a 3-1 lead going into the third against San Jose this week. It's a pretty good game, but unfortunately the Oilers blew the lead and lost in the shootout.
Two games back to back, they've blown the lead in the third period. Also against what, Detroit?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Those are gimme points, especially if the Oilers' brutal schedule coming up. They play Anaheim 3 times in their last 19 games. Vancouver twice, Mini twice, and also LA once. So
tough schedule. If they want to make the playoffs, they have to crunch down and play a full 60-minute game.
Especially they have 9 games against the Northwest, so those 9 games are huge points to get them back into the playoff race.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens there. Depends.
Right. Another Northwest team, Vancouver, was in Phoenix last night. Vancouver won by a score of 2-1, but there was some controversy in that game.
The hit on Smith by Edler. Right now we're going to see...
We'll talk about it. So Vancouver dumped the play in, and Edler was forechecking, and it went behind, so Smith came out to play the puck. And Edler barreled right over him. Good hit.
Depending on the view, some views shown that looks like he was trying to avoid him, but then other hits, or other views, it looks like he jumped into him. So he's getting his hearing today. I think it's going to 2 to 3 games. Just like in the playoffs, Mike Smith got hit by... I don't know, some other guy.
Adam Shaw, I think.
Yeah, Adam Shaw, Chicago. Yeah, there you go.
Personally, I think he'll get a game, just because of the fact of, like, I have strong belief of goalies, if they're coming out to play the puck, they should be a little bit, not fair game, but you should be able to separate them from the puck. So I think Edler was just forward dragging. Yeah, he may have not tried his best to avoid the hit, but I don't think it was that bad. They just bumped into him. So I think it'll be a game, maximum 2 games. I'd be surprised if it was anything more.
Yes, we'll see soon. Also, the Lupul suspension on Hedman.
Ooh, Lupul has been on a tear. He's 2 goals in 3 games since his injury, and now he's gone for another 2 games.
Terrible. Should not be doing that. You're leading Leafs with momentum when you come back and do that. And then...
I personally think it was just a hockey play where he just ran into the guy and just hit his head.
He jumped, though. He got off his feet.
It's unfortunate. Lupul said he didn't mean to hurt the guy. He sounded pretty sincere. It's a big blow to the Leafs, but he'll be back soon.
All good.
One other suspension we was talk about for the last thoughts of the week. Eric Salik was suspended after a legal line change. Came into the play and started
just
an altercation.
Just to start a fight. I think that's a dumb rule.
I personally agree.
You're trying to come on ice on a line change to come for the fight, but they're saying...
You're not allowed to do that.
Because he didn't go towards the puck, he went right towards the player and pretty much grabbed the player. That's why he was forced to drop the gloves, so that's why he's getting the suspension. But
it's the same as the instigator rule. Like, if players were held more accountable, there would be less injuries. I honestly think there would be less cheap shots. If guys knew if they hit Sidney Crosby, one of their big guys is coming after them. I think this is good for hockey. There needs to be a respect factor there. I don't think there should have been a suspension.
I haven't seen Crosby get hit in a while.
Not a while, no. He's played. It was just an example. If one of your star players is getting hit, you got to know that you're going to be a target. You're going to have a target on your back.
No one's going to hit Crosby after last season.
Speaking of doing well, we have a couple of teams that are doing well.
I took Columbus. Columbus has somehow went from the bottom of the league and just been tearing it up.
11 games in a row for points.
Point streak, yeah.
That's crazy.
They're moving up and...
They work really hard. Honestly, they have a group of guys that just buy into a system that are just good hockey. They're playing well.
They're, I don't know, I don't even know what to say about them. They've been pretty solid lately.
Next coming games are against Calgary, Nashville, and Vancouver. A lot of Northwest teams there.
A nice northwest trip. Yeah. Oilers and Calgary again.
They're up 30 points right now. They're four away from a playoff spot with the game in hand, because San Jose has two games in hand. I don't see Columbus making the playoffs this year, but it's good to see them not in the basement, especially with the new lottery system. It's good to see them competing, because who knows, they could even wind up with the first pick after last year.
I don't know, if they keep doing how they are right now, they have a better last 10 records than most teams that are in the playoff spot. They're doing better than Vancouver, LA, St. Louis, Detroit right now, so totally. You never know right now.
The team that I had doing well this week was Winnipeg. Winnipeg has had a last 10 games record of 6-3-1. They also had a huge game against the big bad Bruins. They won 2-1. Jets are great at home. Their home record is 10-2-1. Boston. They got a 7-7, so not as good as last year. They're 500, but MTS is always loud. It's always fun to play there. That's a big win for them to keep
in. Yeah, surprising that they have a better away record than home record right now.
Yeah, with the Jets, that's total turnaround than last year. The Jets go hand in hand with my team that I had is sliding. I had Carolina. Carolina and the Jets have switched places. Carolina is now in eighth because they are sliding, and they slid right out of the division lead. They're 4-5-1, and with Cam Ward out and now Dan Ellis out for 2 weeks, they got no goalies. So I just
see they're gonna slide.
I see Carolina sliding down a little bit.
They need Ward back, even though their snipers are doing really good right now. They have no goaltending. It's gonna kill.
It's hard when you're scoring against your own net. It's hard to win games.
Just another note on Winnipeg. They're third right now, but their goal difference is -10.
It's also hard to win.
-10, and they're third.
With the exception of New Jersey and Carolina, they're the only team in the playoff spot with a negative differential. They have the highest negative differential in the playoff spots. So, yeah, if they keep winning, they can secure that home spot. Third place would be pretty scary to play Winnipeg in the first round. Who do you have as sliding for you, Parker?
Probably the Rangers right now. They've been sliding. They have a good team. They're so inconsistent. They're not getting it done. They're losing games that should not ever happen. They lost to Florida 4-1 last night, which is definitely should never happen, especially with all the injuries they've had. Should never happen.
Especially with one of the best goalies in the league. You think he'd be a top of goalie and, statistics.
And getting Rick Nash.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Gavrik's also doing brutal right now. Like, sliding off the board.
Like, you look at the goalie percent stats, Lundqvist is not in any of the top five categories for any of the four goaltending statistics. So it's hard when one of your best players is not being your best player.
Definitely, it's gonna kill them. I don't know. I will see what's gonna happen to the coaching job.
Right now they're at ninth, so they're at 32 points. They're tied for the final playoff spot.
I think if they make playoffs, Turov will be fired, which I think...
If they don't make playoffs, yeah.
I think it's stupid because it's one season, they've been doing really good. I think it's a GM's problem. They gotta get it together.
I don't know, it's when you have that much talent and you're not putting it together, it's usually the coach's fault, but...
We'll see,
we'll see. Alrighty, so we're gonna go over our scoring leaders for the season right now. So far in points, we still have Mr. Sidney Crosby 10 points up. With 50, he is ahead of Steven Stamkos.
And Kunitz by 10 points.
His line mate, they're both tied for second in the NHL. Stamkos does have the lead in goals, though.
21. And then, wow, Kunitz is right behind him with 18. What do you think about Kunitz?
He gets into open spaces lots. He's definitely benefiting from playing on a line with Crosby. I heard he's really working on a shot, really trying to get a shot quickly away. Playing with the best passer in the world. Exactly. You got to be ready to shoot that puck.
Imagine Crosby with, like, Perry or some amazing score. It would be.
He's making Kunitz into it. He's tied for second.
But still, just imagine someone else on that line. It would not be fair at all.
No doubt. Crosby also leads in assists. And guess who leads in plus minus? We've talked about him a little bit.
Crosby.
Crosby is in second for plus minus, and plus minus your leader is Chris Kunitz. What a surprise. For your goaltending, we have a goalie's not playing lately. But he's still at the top of the league.
And even, like, power rankings for, like, all, like, hockey fantasy pools, Anderson is still at the top, even though he hasn't been playing, which is a surprise.
He's a sparkling 1.49 goals against average.
Well, I don't know. When is he supposed to come back? A couple weeks still?
Yeah, Ottawa's still reeling from injuries. But they're still doing well. Pesky Sens, you know.
If they hold it up till the playoffs, they'll have Anderson back and a couple other players. Major injuries right now.
Ottawa's holding on to that fifth playoff spot by 3 points. They're different. They're just behind Boston with 5, but they're not sliding anywhere, so they're doing alright.
Not too bad. 16-9-6 record. Solid.
Alrighty, let's go over our power rankings for so far in the season.
Of all of our three teams, we put Anaheim as our top team.
I think Anaheim is big, they're strong.
Their signings of Getzlaff and Perry.
The Getzlaff's having an awesome bounce back here. They also have 2 games over our number 2 spot, so that's why they get the number 1 spot. But in number 2, we have Sidney Crosby's Pittsburgh Penguins.
Agreed. I think we went off the board, I guess. All like TSN and all that. They all have Chicago's too.
But Pittsburgh's won 10 in a row, and they're doing really well.
They haven't lost in March at all.
No, they're definitely...
With Malkin and Letang out.
They have the best road record in the East at 12-4, so...
Chicago's Hossa and Sharp out right now.
Now, Chicago still has a really good record, so that's why they're third.
Even though their goaltending has been good, not good enough.
Ray Emery is still unbeaten. This is true.
I still don't think that's good enough for playoffs. They need someone bigger.
In net?
More of a elite goaltender, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Anaheim does play Chicago next week, so we'll see how... Yeah, rematch of last week, so we'll see.
That was a big game for Anaheim.
Yeah, come back.
And win it.
Oh. Number 4, we have Montreal Canadiens. Huge bounce back year for the Canadiens. Their additions of Gallagher, Galchenyuk, and Prust have been amazing for them.
Yeah, their rookies are definitely stepping it up and adding so much depth and scoring to their team right now.
It's a dog race between them and Boston for the top seed in the Northeast.
Yeah, the last 10, they're 7-1-2. Not too bad. Hopefully they keep it up. They have a good goal difference. Price has been playing pretty solid. His confidence, I think, more this year.
Definitely after last year. A lot of Canadians said it was really just a bad year. Just brush it off, come back by the next year. They really have played well.
I'd like to see them make a playoff run. It'd be nice.
Yeah, a good Canadian team.
It's going to be a good playoffs. At number 5, we have Los Angeles Kings.
Stanley Cup champions have found their groove. They're playing well. Jeff Carter is their Cy Young leader so far. He's got 17 goals and 5 assists. He's playing really well.
Yeah, considering at the beginning of the season, everyone was questioning how they were going to do, what's happening with the team, if Quick was going to have a fallout season.
Concern with Quick is he's been a little inconsistent after his surgery. He hasn't been top form, but they're still doing well in the West. They're in fourth place with 36 points.
He's doing better right now than he was at the beginning of the year. Anyways.
No doubt. He's definitely played better.
And we have Minnie at number 6. Which
I have Minnie. Minnie's definitely jumped up, especially with Vancouver sliding down. Minnie had a huge week at 7-3. They're playing well. Zach Parise has been a huge leader for them, and they're just fighting adversity after a tough start to the season. They're first in the Northwest, so that's why they've got the number 6 seed.
Yeah, getting Suter and Parise in the offseason, biggest thing. Suter's playing most minutes on their team.
He leads the NHL in ice time, 27 minutes a night.
Yeah. I think he's like top 5 for most time played in the NHL right now. Number 7, we have Boston.
Big Bad Bruins, what can you say about them? They're neck and neck with Montreal. They're 6-3-1, plus 23 in the goal differential. They're just playing really well.
Yeah, they're only 3 points behind Pittsburgh right now, which is pretty solid. Anyone could get it. I really want to see. I think Pittsburgh and Penguins in the Eastern Conference final would be the best right now.
Pittsburgh and Boston.
That'd be a huge Eastern Conference final matchup.
We watched that Penguins game between Boston and Pittsburgh, and this is really strong. Crosby took over. It was a really good game by Crosby. He had a goal and assist to lead the Penguins to a 2-1 win.
They are. Pittsburgh has the most goal scorer this season, too. Over Chicago by 8.
Right after Boston, we have Ottawa. Those pesky Senators are staying around. We've already talked a little bit about them. They take our 8th seed. Number 9 goes to Vancouver.
Even though they've been sliding, they're still one of the top teams. They have a couple of injuries right now, which is definitely hurting them. But with Kessler back, Malhotra, I think, is out right now, too. Yeah. And Booth is now out for 2 to 3 weeks with a high
ankle sprain. Just announced this morning he's having surgery, so...
Yeah, that's it, man. So yeah, he should be out for 2 to 3 weeks.
Like maybe back for playoffs, but it sounds doubtful. If the surgery goes, if he needs the other surgeries, he's not target for a buyout this summer, so that's unfortunate for Canuck fans.
Yeah, they're losing a lot. They need a
good goaltending lately, though. Definitely a good win against.
They have to do something if they want to stay into the playoffs, because there's a lot of teams fighting for that playoff spot right now.
No doubt. All right, next we have the Winnipeg Jets. We talked about them. Vander Kane, Ladd, their leaders are leading the way.
Pavlak's doing much more solid this year than last season. I'd like to see them do better at home, though. 7-7 record's not going to cut it. You have to do better at home. If you want to make the playoffs, definitely have to.
Especially with that crowd, like, you can't disappoint them. You need those points. They have a home-and-home with Boston. Washington. Washington walked into the MTS and smoked them 4-0, so we'll see how this game goes tonight.
Hopefully, definitely win. I want them to win.
we have Winnipeg on our sports bets.
For predictions, yeah.
Next, we have Toronto. Toronto snapped their losing streak. Also lost Joffrey Leupolz. So Toronto's doing well, though. They're still in a position of a playoff spot. They're having a good season. Finally got some goaltending.
Only 3 points in, though. There's Rangers are going to be fighting for that playoff spot. Islanders, maybe. They have to definitely step it up if they want to make a playoffs.
You look at, like, the top people in the East and then the bottom people in the West, and, like, it's the West has so much parity, right? Like, from 9th to all the way to almost 3rd place, points are within 2 games. And then you go to the East, and it's just a huge drop-off. So
it is. From 8th to 15th in the East, it's, like, what?
Almost
8 points? 8 points, yeah.
3, 4 games, yeah.
8 points difference, and then in the West, it's 8-2. No.
No, it's 3 or points.
6, yeah. 6.
3 games.
Yeah, so it's not that bad, I guess. Even Colorado, I guess, can make a comeback and somehow win 3 straight.
And they would be right back in it, right? If they got those 3 points, they'd be in the, out of the basement.
Yeah. You'll just have to win a couple, string a couple wins together, and you're going to be up in that playoff spot.
Next, we have St. Louis. I just heard this morning that the St. Louis Blues are looking to trade Yaroslav Halak. Who knows where he'll go? There are a lot of teams in the East that need a goalie.
Yeah, he won't be traded to the West, I don't think. No one.
No doubt. Next, we have Detroit, followed by Carolina, New Jersey, and then the Rangers. So
they slid, I think.
Yeah, the Rangers have definitely underachieved mightily this season.
Rumors around Gavrik, but I don't know. I think they're going to keep him.
I think so, too.
Unless they trade him for depth, which would be stupid. But
I really, Tortorella is really stressing they need a power play quarterback, and especially with Boyle, they've had past connections. They want to stand the cup in 04. Dan Boyle will be someone that the Rangers are looking to target.
Some might trade Gavrik for him.
Yeah. Speaking of trading for Boyle,
San Jose
comes next.
They've been sliding a lot from the beginning of the season, dominating.
After a good start, no doubt.
Healy, they just can't get it together.
They hold down that final playoff spot. But Dallas and Columbus are Phoenix, Nashville,
even Edmonton.
They're all right there. Like, the West is so competitive this year, just like every other year.
Edmonton needs to string a couple together, and they're in it.
Dallas, Columbus. We have the Islanders slated in the 20th. The Islanders have played really well this year, actually. They're nowhere near the basement. They're only 3 points out of a playoff spot.
Tavares is having a stellar year right now.
Tavares has also definitely really had a strong year. He's really improved.
Yeah, it would be nice to see them in the playoffs. I want to see Islanders and Rangers play each other in the playoffs. I've never seen that. I want to see that.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it definitely want the Rangers would need
rivalry.
To step up.
It'd be a huge rivalry.
Next we have the Edmonton Oilers. Talked a little bit about them.
Yeah, if they want to, they have to play a whole 60-minute game.
Especially with the games they have. I think injuries are starting to get on the Oilers. Hopkins has not had one of his great years. Eberle has been struggling. Maybe something's wrong with the kids. I'm not sure.
I don't know. They're all young and inexperienced. Especially in a shortened season, so much play time affects them. Especially with Justin Schultz. He's been playing so much.
He's
27 minutes.
Still putting up points, though.
27 minutes a night. You can tell he's getting a little fatigued. Definitely. Yeah. Big impact on them.
The next three we have at 22 are Nashville, Phoenix, Tampa Bay, and another huge underachiever this year.
Lightning. Definitely.
Yeah, totally.
Lightning should be up in there, especially with Stamkos, St. Louis, and Letavia.
Thought with the addition of Lindback, they'd be really good.
Lindback's doing alright. He has no relief. team behind him, I guess.
Yeah, the Lightning are definitely lacking.
He's tall. He's young, though.
He scrambles a lot. I watched a couple games. It just looks out of it. But also, another huge underachiever.
Philly.
Philly has not played well at all this year. I don't know what's going on, if it's their coaching or their... That, it's not their Vrzgalov, which has surprised a lot of people.
They're 14th in the East right now.
That is, for a team that had Stanley Cup aspirations, that's not good enough.
They pretty much have the same team as they did last year. There's no way they should be
27. Florida is right behind them. Like, that just astonishes me that Philadelphia is so low in the standings. For the basement, for the final five teams, we have Washington, Colorado, Buffalo, and two teams that we think are just thrown in the towel.
Calgary and Florida.
Florida has been at the basement of the East all year.
They have injuries. Like, everybody is injured. Like, everybody on their team that puts up points.
We had a tweet earlier in the week, some guy sending a picture of a Boston game where it was Boston injuries and they had one, and it was Florida injuries and it took up the whole scoreboard.
Yeah, so. There's a lot. I don't know how that Florida's won two straight. No clue.
It's hard to blow up a team when you have all injuries and can't train anybody. Finally, 29th, we have Calgary. We just think it's time for the team to blow up.
Kipsoff, Ekinla, Boomeister, all on the trading block. Well, pretty much.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's time for Calgary to finally throw in the towel.
I think they're going to find, yeah, exactly. Ekinla probably will be moved by April 3rd. But
I don't think Boomeister will. I think he's played well for the Flames this year, unless they get a deal that knocks off their socks.
They're going to get rid of one of them. One of the 300%.
100%. I think if they don't, I think it's I think it's a mistake in Calgary. Like, it's not an issue of pride anymore. Like, your team struggled every year, so. All right, so that finishes up our power rankings. Yeah. If you have any questions, comments, or where you think we're wrong, if you want to comment, you can reach Parker at NHL Analyst on Twitter. Yes. Also, where we get a lot of our facts of the week, Parker. He tweets a lot of them. He tweeted one earlier that said, Pens are the only team in NHL history that have won 10 straight for 3 straight seasons.
I'm surprised. I thought you would have like the Oilers in the 80s.
Yeah, or the Canadians. But that's,
or even the Kings way back, too. Like, you would have thought, right?
But no doubt. I guess not. That's crazy. The Pens have definitely been consistent. My favorite fact of the week, we've mentioned this, but Broder scored his third career goal. It's his second goal of not actually shooting. He has shot the puck into the net once. But it's his second career goal where it's been deflected off of him.
Luckiest bounce. I love it.
No doubt. All right, so we're going to talk about some rumors that we've heard around the league this week.
Mm-hmm. We'll start with, I guess, the Flames. Kiprusoff.
Everyone talks about
teams. There's a lot of teams interested in him right now.
He's a good goalie. Just has no team in Calgary, and I think it's time. If they want to blow up, get some good draft picks.
He's not playing as well as he should.
Maybe
but
fatigue. He plays almost every single game for Calgary.
Exactly. And I think he's just tired of playing Calgary. Like, he's Calgary's number one star every single night, pretty much. And if he's not the number one star, they lose.
True.
It's all on him every single night. I think he might go to the Leafs.
I think so, too. That's,
they need a goalie.
I have him penciled in going to the Leafs. We heard this morning that the Leafs have actually phoned Calgary asking for Kipchoge's asking price. For a star goaltender like that, got to need two roster players and probably a pick, maybe a defenseman.
Definitely big for Toronto. Also, New Jersey. We're looking at him for a little bit.
Yeah, Broder potentially retiring.
Yeah, Broder's going to be retiring soon enough, and Hedberg is not really.
Kiprusoff's also, like, he's not young, but
he's 36, but he's still a solid goaltender.
Still
give him at least
minutes.
A couple years, right? Especially for a team like Toronto or New Jersey. They could use an elite goaltender right now.
No doubt. I totally agree.
Even Tampa.
Tampa, yeah, if the Lindback situation.
Lindback, wait for a couple
more
exactly.
years. Yeah, exactly. Get Lindback to develop. A couple people have talked about Whitney and Yager. I don't see Yager leaving the Stars.
I don't know. I think he might be going back to Philly.
But I just think if Philly's last in the East almost.
He probably wants a cup.
Like, what's the point of Yager going there? To help Drew? Help save their season? I just don't see it.
I think you should stay with Dallas. He's a good asset. He's a
He's
still.
Helped Jamie Benn. As long as someone wants Yager, he'll keep signing contracts.
So.
But I don't think he's
gonna... maybe two more years.
Yeah, but I don't see him being a rental at the end of this year.
Whitney, I don't know. I think Oilers will trade Whitney and one of their forwards on a.
Really, if the Oilers are pushing for the playoffs, We have the Oilers right now at 29th. They're only 3 points behind. That point against San Jose was huge. If they got that point, they'd only be 1 point behind San Jose when they blew that 3-1 lead. I don't see them as trading Whitney. I honestly don't. I think it's you need to make the playoffs in Edmonton this year, and I think Whitney helps them. He's played definitely better the last couple of games.
Yeah, he's been playing. I don't know. Maybe it's because he wants to stay in Edmonton.
Maybe he's mentioned that a couple times.
That's probably why he's playing better. I think he was in a little slump. Oilers have been in a slump for a couple of years by now.
Teams that I could see Whitney possibly going to. Detroit's the big one. They still miss Lidstrom. I don't know if Whitney... He's obviously not Lidstrom, but he could supply Philly. A back end. Yeah.
Philly would take him.
Philly needs a defenseman, totally.
Oilers could get some nice depth in their lineup.
Wayne Simmons is a guy that's kind of struggles in Philadelphia. Oilers need a power forward. Maybe they...
Good fit.
Yeah, we could see something there.
Have a package deal.
Another power forward kind of scorer, Drew McGinley, another guy from Calgary.
I don't know where he could land. Chicago, maybe.
I don't see Calgary trading him to the West.
Chicago would have to put up a lot for McGinley to go there.
The only team I see McGinley going to is Pittsburgh to play on Crosby.
Pittsburgh had success.
They've played at the Olympics. I just don't see Pittsburgh having the assets
to trade for McGinley. A first round pick.
Some couple prospects. They have Scott Harrington, who played well in the juniors.
If they trade Kiprusoff, they could also trade Ginla for like Vokoun and
first. Yeah, something
never
like
know that.
That
could happen.
Pittsburgh's the only place I really see Ginla going to, but if Pittsburgh's rolling, I don't see them breaking up their winning formula lately.
I don't know, he could play with Kunitz though. Him, Kunitz, and.
But if your team's won 10 straight, I agree. The only place I see a Gimlet going is Pittsburgh.
And he's running the boat of his trade. If he doesn't want to get moved, or he doesn't get to choose his team, there's no way he's leaving.
Gimlet deserves a cup. He needs to go to a contender, and I don't see him going to any team in the West. And the only Boston's contacted them too. That would be the dark horse. Pardon me. But again, I don't see what Boston has much to offer. They have Dougie Hamilton's been great for them this year. There's no way they're trading him. I really don't see Ginla fitting into their top six with their top line of Krejci, Horton, and Lucic. I don't know. I just see him staying in Calgary this year. I honestly do. I think the Flames will be stubborn, and I don't think they'll trade him this year.
But one of them, either Kiprusoff.
I see Kiprusoff.
Or Ginla or Boomeister.
One of them has to go.
And then finally, Klow.
I have Klow on here. He has not scored for San Jose. Some people say it's a shoulder injury. I think a change of scenery would be great for Ryan Klow. He's a free agent after this year.
Some players just need a new environment to play in. Totally. To do really good.
A team that I honestly see Ryan Klow going to is the Oilers. We've mentioned they need a power forward. Big, strong guy could teach the kids how to just position themselves in the corners. Be a great addition. Teams have talked to him about going to the East. Ottawa, Toronto. Toronto's love Van Riemsdyk, the way he's played.
Yeah, probably with like someone else like Klow too.
Pardon?
Probably like someone else like Klow on their line.
Yeah, no doubt.
Depth. And then our sports bets.
We looked through the week. We saw really only one safe bet all week. So Calgary at Chicago.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, March 26th, Calgary rolls into Chicago and.
Should be a blowout.
Should be a really easy win
since,
for Chicago.
Since Chicago lost to Colorado,
Yeah, they did lose to Colorado, but I don't really see Calgary walking into the Windy City and taking 2 points away. I don't see it either.
If they do, have you? Shocker of the week.
Shock, yeah, that would definitely blow up my sports bets.
That would.
We have three games of the week this week. It's actually a pretty good week for hockey in the NHL. One of my personal favorites, just interested to see, I have LA at Chicago on Monday. Both teams are top in the West. I'm really interested to see if Chicago can rebound from their injuries and Sharp and Osa.
Yeah, and LA try to prove themselves to be the best team.
Defending champs, totally.
You know, they only finished 8th last season, though, right?
Their record did not speak for how good they were, though. They were 2 points out of their division, So I agree. They should not have been 8th.
And then for rivalry, we have Montreal and Boston.
Top two teams in the East. Huge game. This happens on Wednesday. Big Bad Bruins in Beantown. It's
a big game.
Original six. Yeah, game. Usually place where Montreal struggles, but Montreal walked into there earlier and took 2 points. So
it's gonna be for the Northeast probably.
Yeah,
depending how they do the rest totally. Of the week.
I agree. Finally, we have our last game of the week. We have a rematch of Anaheim and Chicago on Friday.
That's I'm excited for that one. That's my game of the week to watch.
Yeah, Chicago had a 2-1 lead, going into the third, and Anaheim had a huge third period and won 4-2. So
Anaheim, I don't know how they do it sometimes. So
Anaheim's just got depth. They've just got a ridiculous amount of depth. A lot of the guys on their team have 6-7 goals.
If Sharp and Hosa are back in the lineup, though,
it's a different game. It totally is a different.
They
game.
They have momentum. They're gonna want revenge. I'm almost.
It's in Chicago.
It's in Chicago. I'm gonna say Chicago's probably gonna win that one.
Anaheim, I think they're the best team in the NHL. I honestly think Anaheim comes out strong, wants to prove they're the best team in the league. I think it'll be a really awesome game next week on Friday. We'll talk about that game next week on our podcast. All right, so let's go over our records.
Our overall record since this is our first podcast. My overall record so far is 69-44.
I have a record of 66-47. I had a terrible day yesterday. I think I went 2-6 or 2-7.
I went 7-0, which
last
is pretty sick this week. And after that, I've had two round even games or days, which has been meh. But I'm hoping again there are a couple
easy
flawless
picks.
Records.
That would be nice.
Pretty nice.
I want to catch them. I totally do. We're just 3 games behind. All right, so guys, that brings us to the end of our first ever podcast. I hope you really enjoyed it. As always, you can reach Brandon Parker at NHL Analyst on Twitter. You can reach me if you have any questions. You can send me a shout out at Jennings4. I'll be happy to answer any questions you guys have.
First radio talk show.
Yeah,
all right.
I think it will. We record our podcast every Fridays. As always, next week we'll have a session for just best tweets that we've gotten all week. We'll give you guys a shout out. So tweet us any questions, comments, concerns. Hope you guys enjoyed this.
Just new at this, we will keep tuning and keep learning and
no doubt.
Keep trying to get better for you guys.
All right, I'm Jordan Jennings.
And I'm Brandon Parker, and thanks for listening.
So let's talk hockey.